If you're a late-night channel surfer, you've probably run across the films of stop-motion animator Ray Harryhausen. The sword-fighting skeletons in Jason and the Argonauts are his, as well as the pterodactyl that grabbed Raquel Welch in the 60s classic 1 Million Years B.C. All the work was done by miniature models which were moved by hand, one frame at a time. Harryhausen's work is having a revival of sorts. Now, 83 years old, he's on tour, giving lectures and signing a new book called Ray Harryhausen, An Animated Life. Modern-day animators are putting hidden tributes to him in their films. The old master says he's impressed by how far special effects have come, but he also thinks something has been lost. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Ray Harryhausen grew up in Los Angeles in the 20s and 30s. It seemed a magical place to him. His father would take him to the La Brea Tar Pits, the bones of saber-toothed cats and mammoth elephants, right there beneath the city. And when he went to see the movie King Kong, there Kong was, right outside the theater.
They had the big bust of King Kong, which was operated by compressed air. And you saw his mouth opening and peering over the trees and pink flamingos strutting around in the foreground. And then inside, they had a giant screen there. I think it was about 30 feet high. And when King Kong started and the curtains parted and you heard Max Steiner's marvelous score, it just, I haven't been the same since.
Harryhausen saw the movie over and over and over again.
I couldn't figure out how it was done. I knew it wasn't a man in a gorilla suit. But stop motion has a strange quality, like a dream, like a nightmare. And that's, I think, what attracted me, probably.
Kids who see Harryhausen's films today would probably think they look kind of hokey. One reviewer called them campy masterpieces. But at the time, they were extraordinary. Harryhausen and I watch a scene from the 1963 movie Jason and the Argonauts on a small TV. It's based on the Greek myth of Jason's quest for the Golden Fleece.
Rise up, you dead, slain of the Hydra.
The king has just thrown down the magical teeth of a dead Hydra into the ground to try to stop Jason from making off with the fleece.
Those who steal the Golden Fleece must die.
One amazing thing is that for a good while, nothing happens. All the actors stare at the ground, waiting. That's one thing Harryhausen says is often missing in today's films, suspense.
Today they don't have time to develop a story. You have to have an explosion every 5 minutes.
After what feels like 5 minutes, so long you think maybe something has gone wrong, the ground starts to crack.
Kill, kill, kill them all!
This is a skeleton breaking the soil, and up comes a skeleton with sword and shield.
Get back.
The real actors and the animated skeletons thrust, parry, duck, and spin. Harryhausen says nothing this elaborate had been done before. The actors, of course, had to sword fight against invisible enemies. Then that footage was projected frame by frame. Harryhausen would position miniature skeletons in front to make it look like they were fighting the actors. Frame by frame, another camera would capture the combined images, 7 skeletons in all.
I sometimes regretted it because it took me over 4 months to animate to the live action, and the scene only lasts 5 minutes.
Harryhausen got all the tiny motions right. He was able to build up the fluid anatomy of movement frame by frame. But he never got an Oscar, and frankly, he's still unhappy about it.
It's irritating. Wouldn't you be irritated? I mean, when you put all the work that we did in the films and then it's ignored.
Harryhausen's last film, Clash of the Titans, got mixed reviews. Today he goes to see the latest special effects movies, but he says they don't affect him the way King Kong did.
What did you make of The Matrix?
Did you know what it was about?
I mean, could I follow it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could follow the plot.
I couldn't follow what it was about. It had beautiful special effects, magnificent, but it didn't communicate, I felt.
Does it bug you to be the older guy saying, oh, things were much better when I was a kid?
Yes, I know that sounds like nostalgia, but everything has been brought down to the lowest common denominator. Take, for example, women. They have the most ugly poses now and the most outrageous costumes in the
This is coming from a guy who worked with Raquel Welch on A Million Years B.C.
You could say that. I animated Raquel Welch in a small version, of course, when she was picked up by a pterodactyl.
That's Raquel Welch in a lovely but very small cave girl bikini. Harryhausen enjoys being on tour, signing copies of his book until his wrist gets stiff, accepting awards. People are paying tribute to a pioneer. But Harryhausen admits there is probably something else going on. There's nostalgia for a time when we could be amazed.
I've always felt that the miraculous image was very unique in the 50s. To see something like the Cyclops was a novelty. Now today you see so many strange things in a 30-second commercial. You see the most amazing things, you know. So there's no longer the amazement of amazing things.
The Los Angeles Harryhausen grew up in has changed as well. The La Brea tar pits then in the middle of a field are now surrounded by congested streets and stores. But the goop that once swallowed giant ground sloths is still there. It occasionally bubbles up in the grass by the sidewalk. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.